This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
We are moving to our next story very briefly, and it is about the death penalty. It's back in the headlines because the government isn't technically getting rid of death penalty as a whole, just the requirement that it be mandatory just for 11 offences. So de facto Law Minister Dr. Liu Vui-kyung said that they're going to give wider discretion to judges to decide based on the facts of individual cases. The bill with the changes will be presented to Parliament in October. So you can also let us know your thoughts on this. Do you agree with this latest change, or should we abolish the death penalty completely? And that number to call is 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. This is forever going to be, I guess, a topic that is always quite a heated one.
Oh yeah, this is an emotional, heated topic. People have very strong opinions on this, with not even necessarily the belief that a death penalty does in fact deter crime, but actually more a satisfaction that a terrible crime gets the correct punishment. And people want to see that. But then at the same time, of course, we're talking about taking lives. Even if it is for a life, it's still taking a life. So, yeah, there are emotional stands on this.
Well, for me, part of it is the fact that who gets affected the most by this piece of legislation. So research done has shown that it's the ones who, say, have accidentally entered into the drug trade, accidentally becoming drug mules, or because they have had no other choice because of very strong economic reasons, they end up being... They end up going to the trade and they get caught. It's not the big fishers that get caught. It's those who are most vulnerable. Think women, think migrant communities, think people who might be refugees, for example. So
just poor people.
Just poor people, yeah. There is the argument there that because it doesn't affect and it doesn't necessarily go after the big fish, the big fry that we do want to catch, that can actually have an impact on the drug trade, that this shouldn't be the case. And in fact, I'm a bit worried by this move in the sense that it might just be pushing that responsibility to judges to decide. And, you know, the government maybe just doesn't want to make a strong stance on this. They present this as, well, this is the middle ground. This is the best that I can do. Make it no longer mandatory. So you judges decide from now on.
But it is important for the judges to have flexibility, because right now some of them are mandatory, so they don't have a choice but to give the death sentence, even no matter what the circumstances are. So while you do have your concerns, I think it's also very important that judges are able to decide by having this flexibility. Whether or not to give the death penalty.
Yeah. Well, it just so happens I'm actually reading a book at the moment about legal system in the UK in the 19th century, because that's the kind of guy I am. And in the 1860s, they actually did give the same flexibility to judges in the UK. One of the things that was found was that the amount of death sentences handed out dropped dramatically. Because, one, the judges do not really want to go around putting people to death so much. It's a very personal issue. Also, more importantly, there was a change. There were changing attitudes in British society as a whole at the time, moving away from a desire to mete out justice in such a brutal way. So judges are always actually... they are always going to be swayed by public opinion, and they are a barometer in a way of public opinion. So there was a drop. It just so happened that Britain at the time had sending people to Australia as a punishment. So instead of killing them, they just gave them longer sentences, life sentences of exile in Australia. So
send them far, far away.
Well, we don't do that here, but. But longer sentences would be probably the result of what we'll see. And I am certain that we would see a dramatic drop in the death sentence, because mandatory. It's horrible. Terrific.
Well, there is the research that was done in 2013 looking into the death penalty in Malaysia. That was done by the Death Penalty Project. And they did find that recently, I quote here, it was reported that in 2011, 441 people had been hanged since 1960. But since 2002, when four were given the death penalty, executions have become increasingly rare. So even right. without the flexibility that that they're planning to give right now, the death penalties were already becoming rare before this.
But if the death penalty is mandatory, then that means there were fewer fewer people being charged or something. I don't know. Or they just fudged the penalties and stuff. Somehow they managed to get out of it.
Well, I'm not sure about that, but
wow.
I mean, for me, it shows me that maybe it also shows that less people are doing the crimes that are punishable by death, but also that there is an appetite to not just hand out death penalties to people. So
because in the 80s there was an appetite to hand out death penalties.
Mm-hmm.
But I really do feel that it's changed, and it's about who we see ourselves as a society. What kind of face do we wish to present to the world? Because in the 80s, if people can remember that far back, there were so many Australian TV shows being made about Australians on death row in Malaysia. We internationally we became famous or notorious as this land that sort of hangs people.
But yeah, I mean. Because a lot of the cases involve drug cases and whatnot. But there are also other sensitivities involving murder victims where the families believe that they will only get justice if the death penalty is given.
A lot to discuss, but after this, we'll be hearing from Shamini Darshini, Executive Director of Amnesty International Malaysia. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bombing frustrated minds, BFM. 89.9.
You're listening to the Evening Edition with Kelvin, Ayman and Cam. We are talking about the death penalty today. So we're going to have this conversation as well with Shamini Darshini, Executive Director of Amnesty International Malaysia. Thanks so much for joining us this evening. You've been advocating for the abolition of the death penalty for a long time. What are your thoughts on the proposed changes that would give judges wider discretion in deciding whether to impose the death penalty?
Yes, Amnesty International Malaysia has been one of the organizations that has been advocating for the total abolition of the death penalty in Malaysia for the last 20 years, actually. Now, the proposal for that Dato' BK Liu had, which is, you know, not really a new proposal, he's mentioned it before, and about giving judges a wider discretion in deciding whether to impose the death penalty. What we feel is that the discretion at the hands of judges is definitely a better option than mandatory sentencing, but it still leaves the option of the death penalty on the table, and that is something that Amnesty International Malaysia is completely against. We advocate for the total abolition of the death penalty.
And is this move a middle ground of sorts, given that there's also a strong sense of opinion coming from the public that we should be keeping the death penalty?
We do see this abolition of the mandatory death penalty as a first step towards total abolition. But we need to remind the authorities that it is a first step and the end goal should really be total abolition. Public opinion on the death penalty, while we respect that, that there are, you know, quarters in society who do want to see the death penalty retained, we are not actually sure that the public has all the information that is necessary or even accurate when it comes to debates in Malaysia that has happened in the last year or so about the death penalty. There was a pollster a couple of months ago who asked the question on, you know, a very simplified question, asking, do you believe that Malaysia should keep the mandatory death penalty? And around 80% of people who responded to that question said yes. But our question was, do people understand the difference between mandatory and discretionary? Do they understand that when it comes to the mandatory death penalty, you know, the judges have no choice but to impose capital punishment, and, you know, mitigating factors do not are not considered in mandatory sentencing. So the debate, or the public debate around the death penalty, needs a lot more accurate information and needs a lot more thought and thinking before we can actually say we want to keep the death penalty.
And do we have a sense of whether or not our judges would choose to lean towards the death penalty if given a choice?
I really hope not. Also because, you know, Article 5 of the Federal Constitution is really clear about the right to life. There is a tension between, there seems to be a tension between what the Federal Constitution is saying about the right to life and national legislation that talk about mandatory, that allow for the mandatory death penalty to be imposed. My rough sense really is that judges would choose to honor the Federal Constitution and not impose the death penalty.
And what could these proposed changes mean for inmates currently on death row?
The law minister has previously said that the any changes to the current laws to abolish the mandatory death penalty will not be applied retrospectively. And for Amnesty International Malaysia, we are asking that the government then resentence people on death row once the law has changed. This is to ensure that previous offenders sentenced under an old law, which allowed for them to be hanged, can now benefit or can later benefit from a law that a state decides is no more applicable and is not suitable anymore. And once that law has changed, those who were sentenced under the old law should be able to benefit from any changes in the current law.
Minister V.K. Liu also announced that a task force would be established to study the abolition of the death penalty. And to quote-unquote, he says that, is to ensure that the new law is more inclusive, holistic and effective. So the abolishment of the death penalty has been researched and studied extensively. And so I'm wondering, what could this task force add that would make the bill more comprehensive?
We welcome the idea for a task force that Dato' Liu wants to establish. A couple of things that the task force would need to take cognizant of. One, that any changes in the law to abolish the mandatory death penalty needs to be applied to prisoners who were sentenced under the old law, right? So prisoners also have the right to benefit from any future changes in a piece of legislation, in this case, the abolition of the mandatory death penalty. We also hope that the task force would look into the option of resentencing. This is something that courts can do relatively quickly. And compared to the rest of the prison population, the number of death row inmates in Malaysia makes up less than 2% of the entire prison population. The task force should also be looking at models from other countries, for example, the Philippines and Mongolia, who had abolished the death penalty in their respective states. What was that journey like and how did they do that? If you want to go back further into history, there are examples from the UK and Europe, which had abolished the death penalty decades ago. So we do hope that the task force would take all perspectives into consideration. And we really hope that we would see, 1,290 lives being spared the noose by October.
And finally, what do you hope will come from this when we see the bill tabled in October?
Amnesty International Malaysia really hopes to see that despite the delays in changing the law to abolish the mandatory death penalty. We hope that, you know, Malaysia will eventually abolish the mandatory death penalty, as Dato' Liu said, in October this year. There has been several delays from October last year in the parliament session and then in subsequent sessions, and we do hope that the government will demonstrate really strong political will, because the research is going to back this decision to abolish the mandatory death penalty. And we really hope that Malaysia is going to join most of the countries in the world and abolish the death penalty once and for all. What we do need to see, and also for the task force, is that we need to see a very clear and concise strategy on how to get there. We need a strategy with timeframes on how to abolish the mandatory death penalty and how to abolish the death penalty in totality.
Shamini, thank you so much for sharing your perspective with us. That was Shamini Darshini, Executive Director of Amnesty International Malaysia, speaking to us about the death penalty. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.